The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Repeat Report. I was going to say Peter Neese. My mind is moving faster than my mouth. And Joyce Rosenwald. What did you think of them apples, guys?
It's just horrifying, John. I mean, I don't even understand why the people aren't in the streets.
Well, Pete, I already answered that question. They're not in the streets because...
I understand that, but it just blows me away. I mean, what are these... do they just want to sit on the couch and watch their TV and drink their beer and just say, gee, everything's fine in America?
Look, if they knew the reasons why this stuff is going on and who was to blame, Americans have a penchant for assigning blame. You know, and politicians, we love to do it to the politicians. This has been going on for so many years. You know, this isn't a plan that was just formulated 10 years ago and they've been jamming this stuff down our throat right and left. That would even wake up the dead Americans. And I'm talking about the ones that are Rip Van Winkling out there still.
Right.
But where is their source of information? Where is it coming from? They're being put to sleep.
It's not coming from the TV.
That's right. It's not coming from the newspapers. It's not coming from the magazines. So where is it coming from?
It's coming from you, John.
But not big enough.
That's all right. It'll get there, John. And both Joyce and I said how much we really appreciated what you're doing.
Well,
we've got a lot of faith in you.
Well, it has to be done.
I know it does.
But I'm not looking to expend assets in people's lives for a failed attempt at anything. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it the right way. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it. It still may only give us a 50-50 shot of getting this country back, but I'll take the 50-50 odds rather than the 90-10 that we're facing right now. And you know, people call for a revolution. Look, do you think that they would have installed over in Egypt one of their go-to guys if the Egyptians were actually standing out in the streets with firearms? Here in this country, I broke this down last week or the week before about how many hunters we have that use high-powered rifles with scopes. They're deadly accurate. They can shoot dingleberries off a gnat's butt at hundreds and hundreds of yards. But if you want a revolution, fine. Then we can train monkeys to shoot. But I don't even want to go there. I don't think we have to go there. What I think needs to happen is the American people absolutely, positively, without a shred of doubt, all provable, not any theories, explain to them in excruciating detail as to how and why they were screwed and how it happened. Once they understand that, then you can take a decisive action to fix the problem. Henry Ford had a saying. He said, you know, a lot of people will cause more problems by trying to avoid problems. He was an innovative type guy. He saw a problem, he fixed the problem, and then walked right through. There is the difference. We need people in this country to understand exactly what has happened to bring the result around that we have today. Once they learn that, God help these people in Washington, D.C. They better get their bank accounts. They better get the hell out of the country. Go live with Bush down in his thousands of acres in Argentina or whatever the hell, because you're not going to be welcomed here, and you will be wanted, I'm sure.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, the other day I received an email, and it was complimentary, but also they took the time to complain as well. Why don't you cover this subject and that subject and this subject? Well, I emailed them back and I said, why? If you've been listening to this network long enough, and specifically this show, I'm not going to sit here and talk about things that they may be important, most assuredly. But that's not my focus. My focus is to whack out the power structure that's been feeding this beast that has been destroying this country. Oh, I could sit here and talk endlessly, and some people might think that that's real informative, and yeah, I needed to know that. No. What you need, people, are somebody with vision. You know, for that 1,000 you got hacking at the branches. You got one poor schlup down there in the trenches trying to go at the root. 1,000 of us need to be hacking at the root. And nobody hacking at the branches. So if you come here to be entertained every day with the latest, greatest assault against your freedom, your money, your whatever, your common sense, take a closer listen to what we're talking about here. Let's go to the phones here. Lee in Georgia. You got a definition of a banana republic?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. But first of all, hello, John. Hello, Joyce and Peter. How are you guys today?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, when Joyce asked, I was out in the barn, and I heard, can anybody call in and give the definition of a banana republic? And I thought, Oh, my hand went up. Me, call me teacher. which is unlike what I used to be in school, where I hid back in the back and kind of was hoping the teacher never noticed I was there. Not because I was stupid, just because I didn't care.
I was disinterested as well. They bored the hell out of me.
I'm telling you. Yeah. But a banana republic is a very, first of all, it's a very pejorative word to begin with. And for people like me who are not overly educated, pejorative is like a very derogatory, very degrading or insulting word. It's kind of like calling a Mexican a cabron, you know what I mean? Kind of like when the Egyptians held their shoes up after Mubarak's second speech. That's about as insulting as you can get. But a banana republic is basically, you look at the country as a whole, and what you will see is you will see a great deal of political instability. You will see their agriculture is going to be very, very limited. They won't have a real great agricultural base. You will notice that the economy will be generally run by foreign corporations, much like what you see here in the United States. You will also find that they are generally ruled by a very small...
Lee, did you just hear Pete?
No, I didn't.
You just hit pay dirt, buddy. You brought out in the dictionary... It says that the government is unstable, and number two, it's controlled basically by foreign corporations.
Oh.
You hit pay dirt, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, I cool. But, you know, I mean, and you'll also notice that they're, like, I mean, you look at Venezuela, Cuba, and all of these other, what we refer to as banana republics, they have a very, very small elite group, and these are the people that rule. They're self-elected. There really is no such thing as a free and fair election, kind of like what we have here in the United States. They're all wealthy. They're corrupt as they can get.
Yeah, but Lee, you know what? The thought just crossed my mind. Yeah, you know, we keep saying that we don't need legislators or we don't need Congress critters or senators. What we need is statesmen.
Yeah.
But even if you elected somebody with an IQ of 89. And they had to adhere to the law. They had to adhere to the Constitution. How much damage can that idiot do?
A lot.
No. No. If they're following the law and the Constitution, how much damage can an idiot do if he's bound by the law?
Oh, none.
There you go.
He can't do any if he's bound by the law, but that's the problem. These people are not playing by the law. They make up their own rules as they go. And this is what we've got to put an issue.
Lee, you're doing a lot of talking, and Pete's trying to tell you.
Lee?
Sure.
Yeah, it's because the people volunteer.
True.
You don't have to have a law if people volunteer. Think about it. If it's against, I'm on an island with you, and it's against the law for me to ask you to go up and get a coconut. And there's nobody around, and you say, hey, don't worry about it. I'll go up and get you one. Didn't you volunteer?
This is true. Can't argue with that.
Did people, was it spelled out to them? I mean, that piece that I played at the last segment of last hour, I mean, how many people even understand mortgages, sales? Do they even know? See, most people, Lee, when they go into a bank, or a lending institution to get a mortgage. Most people have this idea in their head that, well, the money that I'm applying for that loan, they've got that sitting in the vault. They've got assets, and they're willing to loan me money, and I'm going to be a good boy, and I'm going to pay those mortgage payments and end up paying three or four times the actual worth of the damn property. And yeah, it's probably even worse than that. But what most people, Lee, don't even understand is when you go in to make a loan, you are creating that money out of thin air. You're the one that's doing the financing. You're the one that came up with a signature to put on a document. You're the one that created that credit line in the first place. And okay, they make it sound as if they're doing you some big favor. And they're sitting back collecting all this interest off of the money line that you yourself created. How oh, insane
very,
is
very
that?
True.
You know, I mean, I look at this and I go, yeah, this is many years we have been programmed. This is how business is done. This is the normal. This is the way things are done. And everybody fell into it. They have been dumbed down to the point that they don't even know which end is up. Well, we're here to tell them which end is up and what string to pull.
And I thank you so much for that, because it was a long time before I figured out, oh, I'm standing on my head in a bucket full of water here.
Well, I say it in different terms, hung upside down in a bucket of doo-doo.
Well, I was trying to be nice, and the word doo-doo didn't cross my mind, which is why.
Well, that's what you slipped on when you ran out of the barn, don't you remember?
Yes.
At any rate, we got to move on here, my friend.
But I wanted to find out, do you have a link for that clip that you played? Because I would love...
It's on the website.
It's on your website? Okay, great.
It's on the rotating banner. Thank you, Steve, for posting that. My wife sent it over. Within 5 minutes, he had it posted.
All right, fantastic.
All right.
Guys, I'm sure you got other calls. I'm out of here.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. Tim in Georgia. Hello, Tim. No, Tim. We have Tom in Connecticut. Hello,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, I think Joyce mentioned earlier that you can't sue the government, so you can't get any relief in court.
That's correct.
Well, I beg to differ. Of course you can sue. You have to establish your standing ahead of time, and then once that's done, you can sue all you want. In the United States Code, there is Title 42, Section 1983, and it says anyone acting under the color of law who deprives you of any of your rights, they can be held accountable for.
I know what it says. Just go try and do it. I would love to hear how you make out. The judge is going to tell you you don't even...
Joyce, hang on. I specialize in Title 42 suits, sir. And I defy you. Go file one, all right, and see how far you get in court. I know over 100 people with George Gordon's group, and this was 15 years ago, we all filed Title 42 suits. Okay? They didn't go anywhere. I don't know what it is that you're talking about. I mean, have you had experience like I have where I went and filed one and it didn't work?
Tom?
Well, tonight there's a conference call, 9 o'clock. Eastern time, two gentlemen who have successfully sued the IRS.
And that would be?
Where do you hear the conference call?
Who are you talking about?
Well, let's see. I don't have their names right in front of me at the moment. Give me a second and I will look.
Okay.
But one was in 2005,
mm-hmm.
and the other was, I think, a little more recently. But they successfully sued the IRS. They didn't wait for the IRS to come after them. They went on the attack, and they went and sued first.
Well, and can you do me a favor, Tom?
Because
this might be one of the ones that slipped by the people's attention. If during this conference call that you have tonight, if we can get the court case and have that sent over to us, I will send it to Joyce and Pete and have them review it. I'm sure Pete would love to see the details. See, when we say sue... Okay, I guess you can sue the IRS, but many more times you can get the IRS to cave without even suit. There are people out there that have done it successfully for a number of years, but again, that's just on a case-by-case and individual basis.
You know what? I've got my email right in front of me. I can forward this email directly to you if you want.
Okay, yeah, please do. johnstatmiller@hotmail.com, and we'll take a look at her. All right.
All right. All right. I don't know how to spell your last name. Is that on your website?
Statdtmiller.
Statdt Miller.
Yep. John Statmiller, no hyphens, no lowercase, smaller guy, just at hotmail.com. All right.
Okay. I'll send you that in a second.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. We'll take an eyeball of what he's talking about here. And they might have slipped one through the cracks. Who knows? Hang on, Lark and Jackson, you're going to come up next in the next segment. We'll have about 6 minutes. 800-313-9443. Folks, are you pissed off yet? Have you had enough of being the victim? It's up to you.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
We're back. Front page, USA Today. Feature story. Inmate stole $39 million from the IRS in 2009. In the body of the story, it says, well, the IRS couldn't immediately determine how much, if any, of the fraudulent refunds in 2009 have been recovered because the recapture process can take several years. The actual amount stolen by inmates could be even higher. Wait a minute. That's the wrong story. The main story here, the cover story on the USA Today should read, the IRS has stolen billions and trillions from the American people. That's what it should read. See what I mean about mainstream publications? New York Times, USA Today, Los Angeles Times, Chicago, whatever. It never ends. All part and parcel of the giddy up gang that has driven us right into the bankrupt sunset here. The over the hill gang. Very rich, very self satisfied, and very smug. Nothing has shaken these people's pillars. How can you come up with a better product when you have no real competition? All your competition, just different locations, different faces, different places, but it's all the same drib drab. We're going to change that. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hello, folks.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I want to answer first the question, has anybody ever lived in a banana republic?
No, right? What is a banana republic?
Well, I can tell you what a banana republic is, I believe. Would you like my take?
No.
Sure.
No. Lark, of course. Go ahead. Jeez.
Now, I actually used to live in a banana republic. And now, today, I find that I still do. Let me explain. In 1962, my career military father was sent to Okinawa, which was a U.S. protectorate following the Second World War. At that time, on this 63-mile-long island, there were 5 military bases representing all branches of the U.S. military. Today, there are 17 United States military bases on that 63-mile-long island south of Japan. Now, the last 5 years, I have not worked for anybody. And the reason I haven't worked is because, number one, I lost my McMansion in 2008. And prior to that, I lost my business in 2006. So what I have decided to do is answer one important question for myself. What can I possibly do for the rest of my life that will cause me to act like a real American? And for whatever it's worth, what I have decided on is that I must first remove myself from what is described as commerce. Any comments?
No, I thought what you'd do is you'd help people with Title 42 suits, 1983. Because that's one way, when you remove yourself from commerce, you can come right back at them if you got the proper documentation. And Joyce and I have been screaming this like crazy, but nobody wants to do it.
Well, no, I want you to know, Joyce and Peter, how much I really do appreciate you and you, John, for having voices like Joyce and Peter, because I've been listening to a lot of radio, as you might guess. I'm also the proud recipient of 100 RBN business cards that I just got in the mail. Nice business cards. Heavy stock, glossy, simple, well-branded. And tonight, for the very first time in 5 years, I'm actually going to have a business meeting with somebody. And I'm going to give them one of these business cards.
Great.
And I want to thank Rick Adams for having Nikki Rapana of Living Outside the Dialectic on his radio program this week. Her appearance on that program was followed immediately by an appearance on Jeff Rentz's program again. And I want to thank you personally, Joyce, for a wonderful opportunity to dialogue with you directly over this past weekend.
I enjoyed it myself.
Well, for whatever it's worth, John, even though I've lived like a hermit for the last 5 years, I now have some of your business cards. I'm armed with a whole lot of new knowledge I didn't have 5 years ago when I was living in a McMansion, tied to a mortgage, tied to bank debt, tied to a small business with a dozen employees and all the responsibilities that small business people have to go through, as you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get out and I'm going to start meeting with people once again, people like hopefully Phil Posderick, who I met through a meetup group when him and I both were volunteering our support for Ron Paul. I know Phil and I both have learned a lot since those days.
Yeah.
And so for whatever it's worth, in North Central Texas, I'm going to start getting out on the road again and see what I can do.
Keep walking and talking, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. What has America become? One person's viewpoint on this right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
A gentleman by the name of Ken Huber up in Tallis City, Michigan. Hello, Ken. Hope you're listening to the show today. Wrote a letter to his local paper, the editor, simply titled, What Has America Become? Has America become the land of special interest and home of the double standard? Let's see. If we lie to the Congress, it's a felony, and if the Congress lies to us, it's just politics. If we dislike a black person, we're racist, and if a black person dislikes whites, it's their First Amendment right. The government spends millions to rehabilitate criminals, and they do almost nothing for the victims. In public schools, you can teach that homosexuality is okay, but you better not use the word God in the process. You can kill an unborn child, but it's wrong to execute a mass murderer. We don't burn books in America, now we rewrite them. We got rid of communist and socialist threats by renaming them progressives. We're now unable to close our border with Mexico, but have no problem protecting the 38th parallel in Korea. If you protect against President Obama's policies, protest, he says, against President Obama's policies, you're a terrorist. But if you burned an American flag or George Bush in effigy, it was a First Amendment right. You can have pornography on TV or the Internet, but you better not put a nativity scene in a public park during Christmas. We have eliminated all criminals in America. Now they're called sick people. We can use human fetus for medical research, but it's wrong to use an animal. We take money from those who work hard for it and give it to those who don't want to work. We all support the Constitution, but only when it supports our political ideology. We still have freedom of speech, but only if we are being politically correct. Parenting has been replaced with Ritalin and video games. The land of opportunity is now the land of handouts. The similarity between Hurricane Katrina and the Gulf oil spill is that neither president did anything to help. And how do we handle a major crisis today? The government appoints a committee to determine who's at fault and then threatens them, passes a law, raises our taxes, tell us the problem is solved so they can get back to their reelection campaign. And he signs off with one simple statement. What has happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave? Thank you, Ken Huber, for writing that in that other people got to read. Maybe
that was excellent.
It was
excellent, John.
It was. Jackson in Washington. Hello, Jackson.
Well, you know, keep hearing this question. How do you wake up the American people so they'll understand what's going on? Well, my question is, how do you wake up zombies that their brains have been fried with drugs?
You don't.
Which is probably three-fourths of the population of America.
Yeah.
My next question is are they worth saving?
No, they're not. To be honest with you, they're not.
I don't think they are. I think it's just excess baggage.
Joyce and I have come to the conclusion that they're not. They don't want to help themselves.
No, all they're worried about is how they're going to get enough money to get the next fix. They could care less about politics.
I don't think they're worried about getting their next fix. I think what they are the average American who has been led their whole entire life to believe that they can trust their government to do the right thing. Therefore, they shouldn't get involved, and they should just let government do its job.
And
that would be good if government was doing its job. But government is working for itself. It's working for the corporation. It's no longer working for the people.
What's the appeal of drugs anyhow? The appeal to drugs from the user standpoint is it makes me feel better. From business standpoint, we import the drugs. We foster that which is destroying the country so we can pass more draconian laws under the prohibition of drugs. Now, in a truly free society, and the libertarians will tell you this, that if you want to destroy yourself, well, that's your responsibility because you're the captain of your own ship. You want to run it on the reef? Go right ahead. Be my guest. Just make sure that you have an eco plan to clean up the mess afterwards. But in answer to your question, Jackson, you know, this is why it was so important for me to put somebody like Mary Toko on talking about the vaccines. You know, because they're being drugged by the pharma cartels, and that's all legal. It ain't lawful, it ain't right, but it's legal. So when you got your Ritalin kids out there, you know, most people think of drug addicts as being some junkie standing on a street corner with his arm tied off and a fit hanging out of his arm. Not anymore.
Listen, by our government putting fluoride in the water, they're drug pushers because fluoride is a lethal drug and people shouldn't be ingesting it.
And,
that's another charge we can bring against the government.
Well,
they decide they have the right to drug us.
Well,
we can only use the drugs they think we should have.
And states, thanks to people that have educated themselves, gotten together little groups, gone to the state legislators, presented their evidence. Some governors right now are looking at the overall program, and they're in favor of eliminating the fluoride in our drinking water. See, none of this stuff gets done unless people get together. They rely on each other, their resources, their time, their energy. They gather the information, and then they present it. And then they keep leaning on these people. That's what you have to do in this country to have any sort of change. It's elementary. It's a rudimentary type of approach. And that's what a lot of people seem to forget, that you do have power within your counties, you do have power within your states. Get your numbers together and go to work. Go ahead, Pete.
I used to put committees together a long time ago, many years ago, of about five or six different people. And what they'd do is they would concentrate on each aspect of the lawsuit. and a guy could come in. It was just like an assembly line. And he could say, this is the kind of problem I'm having. Can you guys put a suit together for me? And bingo, it was put together. The guy took his money and went down and filed it. And we'd actually sit there and help him out with it, too. And it was a Title 42 suit. They have 12th graders that file Title 42 suits and win, John. 12th grade.
Got to learn how to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I put committees together and showed them and showed each one of those persons in those committees what to be responsible for, how to write it, and everything else. And it went along fine for a long time. And then, of course, it dissipated because when people go up the first time and they lose or whatever, they say, oh, with me, gee, I can't do this. You've got to be persistent.
Well, and, you know, well, you just hit upon one of my favorite pet peeves. The ones that are whining about the problems and don't even have the wherewithal to say, wait a minute, there's a problem here. Is there anything that I can do? Is there anybody I can get with? What can I do? Well, that's an open-ended question. There's a lot you can do, but you got to learn how to do it. I mean, let's take an example here that's right up your alley, Pete. The study guide that we put in the required reading section of our website.
Right.
The study guide to UCC and other things related. How many of you listeners out there have read that entire thing? And did you understand what you were reading? But did you further know that that is a possible solution to some of the problems you may be facing? And the one thing that I will not tolerate on this program, and if I hear anybody doing it on anybody else's program, a caller, I usually snag this guy, not off of the air, but I usually pick up the phone before he gets away, and I have a little talk with him. Stop your incessant whining and crying and bitching. Because at the end of the day, after you expend all that energy, after you go through all these gyrations, all these psychological states, and then you realize after you expended all that, you're still just as screwed as you were before you started that useless campaign. Now, stand up, brush yourself off, and get to work. I will not tolerate doomsayers and naysayers. They're worse than a cancer. They're stupid.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
John, this is the one thing that I and both Joyce and I feel this way. People, if you're not going to get up off your rear ends and do something, send some money to John. My God, people, come on. You can send him $5, $6 a week or something. Okay, get into it that way. You can keep your little silence. You don't have to worry about the knock on the door or some form you're going to have to fill out, but you're willing to give money to every other son of a gun out there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with giving it to John?
Well, I'll tell you, there's something that nobody knows, and I'm going to spill the beans on him. Ron McDonald, he wrote the book They Own It All, Including You. We were doing a pledge drive one time, and the guy sent me $500. Now, here's my regularly scheduled guest on Monday. He's a guest on the program. He's got a book, but he's sending me money. Why?
Wow.
Because
wow.
He knows what we're doing is important, and he wants this network to succeed and go beyond anybody's expectations. And that's always been my goal, and that's what I'm putting together. And, folks, you know, now you start to see and understand why I clamp down on people and I'm so hard on them when they call me up and they're singing the song of the dam. It's a good thing you're not standing in the studio, because we'd take a little commercial break or to play some music, I'd beat the snot out of you. I get so aggravated with people that, oh, I can't get anybody to listen to me. I just shut up. And more importantly, don't bring it to the airwaves, because what you do is anybody that's building a head of steam, you're going to feed into their defeatism. You're going to feed into their bad programming. The only thing you're going to do is bring them down. So do us all a favor. Shut the hell up.
Right on, John.
I'm getting real fed up, because the patriots in this country should know better. Do you think for a minute that nobody died during the founding of this country. And many people have told me, well, the founders, they were just a bunch of scallywags. They set up a thing, and they were just, oh, they were elitist. And really? How did that work out for them? It was their plan. They instituted this wonderful grab bag of, you know, I can take advantage because we wrote the, yeah? Then why did most of them die broke? Why were they persecuted? Why were they hunted down? Why were they jailed? During the Civil War. Brother against brother, families against families, neighbors against neighbors.
They sacrificed everything.
Everything.
In order for them to do what they believed was right.
And then
people
what?
Today won't turn off the TVs.
Well, and they won't.
John, I have the hardest time in the world after I've read so much on the Civil War, and Joyce and I have talked hours on this. How somebody can pick up a gun and want to go fight somebody else in the North when they know it's a scam? I mean, what was wrong with these people? It just blows me away. I don't get it. I say, was it? Obviously, they didn't put anything in their water. I mean, what was the story? Why were all these people so sacrificial and wanting to give their lives for a war? Did they think, oh, wow, this is like going to the carnival? Is that what they thought?
And just at the point that things could have turned, well, we know history and we know what happened. We know what happened just a couple of years after the Civil War. We understand how the government centralized, became the federal government that the Federalists always wanted, that power grab, that centralization of power. That's not the way this country was set up. There's a reason why we got 50 states. There's a reason why every state's broken down into counties. And if there were any bad things going on out there, it was like, well, the cancer cell is contained. It won't infect the body. Because you know what? Some corrupt individual here in my little corner of the state is doing something. Well, you know what? They all have their local governments. They could put a stop to it. It was about control. We have ceded over control to people, and now we sit around and wonder when the next shoe is going to drop. When's the next thing going to happen that's going to be detrimental to me and my family or my pocketbook or my business, or on and on the list goes.
John, you know what I say to them? Look at your voter registration card. When it says U.S. citizens only, go up and start raising hell. You've got the law, Title 28, Section 1746-1 and 1746-2. It would take a complete idiot not to realize you could go make an argument out of that.
Yeah, but it's also worthy of note that Title 28, 1746-1 and 2 is the only place in Title 28 that mentions the United States of America.
Right. But, I mean, how easy an argument. I go up to the lady and I say, look, it says U.S. citizens here. Which one are you talking about? Just like what I did with a jury application this week. I sent it back. I said, no, I'm not a U.S. citizen. It's a metaphor. Okay, I'm under Title 28, Section 1746-1. And then I wrote above my signature, without prejudice. How simple can that be?
Well, there is ample argument between the Articles of Confederation and what was designed as the Constitution. I'll give you a couple of for instances. Federal courts under the Articles of Confederation, no system of federal courts. Under the Constitution, court system created to deal with issues between citizens and states. Regulation of trade, no provision to regulate interstate trade. Well, Congress has the right to regulate trade between states. The executive, no executive power, with power, president of the U.S. merely presided over Congress. That was under the Articles of Confederation, of course. The executive branch, headed by the president, who chooses cabinet, has checks on power of judiciary and legislature. Now, I can go on and on here, but even if the Constitution did have some holes in it, it's not a living Constitution. Most people make that, oh, it's a living, breathing document. Isn't that wonderful? No, it's not. It's not a dead letter either. But there were changes that there were a lot of people in on the formation of this country and its Constitution. There you saw your first beginnings of, how should we say, not placating, but, well, it's just about compromise. There should have been no compromise on that. But even stated, that if they were obeying the Constitution, 90% of what you see going on in this country right now by way of the Congress critters would not be taking place. Now, does that mean the citizens go to say, oh, we got a document, we got this, you know, we can go back to sleep, we can go back to work, we can take our vacation, we can go out and party, we can do whatever? No. This dynamic country that we have needed to be guarded very, very jealously, very closely guarded. And, well, we just didn't quite do that. And when we would recognize mistakes that loopholes were in that Constitution, we the people, the real government of this country, it was our duty and obligation to fix said problems. Here we go again with, you know, we the people. We are the government, folks. Let's quit whining about these clowns that claim that they have all the power.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Closing minutes of the program today. Pete, you've been the squeaky hinge here. Your complaint has been that nobody is following what you guys have put out. And
well, I think there should have been more of them that were doing it, because basically, anything to stop this thing from making commercial paper, like just simply putting without prejudice above your signature on everything, that means that the government can't use your paper to make more paper.
And man, are they good at doing that. Well,
you know, do something. Do something, people.
And what do you call this?
What do I call it? It's almost like they're hypnotized.
No. The process, sir.
It's an individual's way to make a statement of rebellion without worrying about going to jail.
But there is a term. Let's drill the term in their heads, guys.
Okay.
What is the term, Peter?
Civil disobedience.
No.
I guess you would say patriotism towards the Constitution.
No. That's not what I'm going after. You've been pounding this for a long time. What is it? Give it a name. When somebody reads the study guide and the uniform commercial code and other things related for freedom in America today, what process are you going through?
You're going through an administrative process for freedom.
Thank you. There's the magic word. Absolutely.
Now, and in the administrative process, they can't do squat to you. That's why I don't get it, John. I'm sorry. I just sit here and bash my head against the wall, and I go, "What's wrong with these people?"
There's no reason to be afraid. They can't do anything to you.
They've already taken everything, guys. Everything's gone. What's your little thing? What you're going to do is they won't be able to make a commercial document out of your piece of paper now, so that they can sell another bond.
And
because bonds are all based on these little commercial documents, people.
And we've made the discovery how they're going to try to prevent a crash of the banking system worldwide. Bob Chapman and myself, after looking at this quantitative easing and what they're planning to do with this. Now, we all know the fractionalized reserve banking system. If you got a buck in there, you can loan 90 cents. Well, they're going to keep emptying trillions of dollars out of this country, that country, our country, every country. And they're hoping to limp along, cover the doo-doo that they have done to the point that up to $100 trillion. So if you roll that over, what is it? What do you get then? You get a lot of money. Well, they keep doing the same old Fandango stuff. It's still debt. It's still debt money. But this is the way that they've come up with bleeding us dry to back the bankers that did it to us in the first place. I got one more call here. Let me squeeze this in. Jenny in Washington. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I was just wondering, Alex Jones on his show, he said that Karl Rove was in the restaurant with him and he didn't really know what to do about it. And somebody said to call Code Pink. What do you know about Code Pink? How do you get a hold of them to arrest the war criminals and the bankster gangsters? I don't know anything about Code Pink, and I'd like to find out about it.
No, I heard that also. What it basically was is there are warrants out for Bush's arrest and for Cheney's arrest. And they've got to watch where they travel and stuff.
I don't
right,
know.
John?
Yeah, I don't know if Karl Rove's on the hit list. But Alex Jones is not doing anything. He needs to get his blundery butt out there. Maybe he can do it himself. All right, folks, thanks. Appreciate it very much. Peter Neese, thank you. Joyce Rosenwald, see you next Wednesday, guys.
Thank you, America. Good luck.
All righty. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. The next